Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today. And a wonderful day. It's another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. And we're always thankful for you and you. You can call in and call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And we always welcome you to the broadcast. And this is Doctrine of Truth. I desire to bring you the truth from a grassroots level. All listeners will call in and share their biblical experience so we can grow thereby. The subject is to save the children. Save the children. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. You say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for being among us and through us and around us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, oh God, to give us a revelation of your word. It quickens us that we all can grow thereby. And Lord, we thank you for those that are desiring to come, oh God, and give them a mind to come and be among the fellowship. Oh God, to be among the search for the truth. And Lord, we know you're able to give us the truth, God, because you are the truth. Jesus said, you are the truth. Amen. And the light. And no man can come to the Father but by you. Amen. Father, we thank you. And we ask you in Jesus' name, bless the content, bless the people, bless those that are calling, touch their mind, soul, and spirit. In Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're here, amen, again and again because of your prayers and amen to all of you. Amen. And those of you, you can reach us on our website at www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. We're here, and you can click on, go down and click on media, and you'll find us there. Amen. We're talking about save the children, save the children. Amen. In the book of Ephesians, we're going to start off here with the book of Ephesians, and we always express, amen, make sure you know your Bible. Amen, the Word of God, because that will give you a written instruction throughout your lifetime, and you should fellowship, amen, with Bible believers, amen, and do of the same faith that you believe in, amen, and knowing that always that will be your spiritual food. That is your spiritual food always, the Word of God. Amen. Because we are body, soul, and spirit. And God, amen, he give us our Rhema word. Amen. He give us also the Logos. Then you get the Rhema word. Amen. The right now word. Amen. Now word. Amen. That what you live off of daily. Many of us know about, you know, the day, our daily food. That's physical. And spiritual. So we need our daily bread, our daily food. Amen. So knowing what Word of God, what scriptures and what Bible that you are following the rest of your life, God's people are researchers. We're searching God. Amen. Like we go into the grocery store and these big markets looking for a certain type of food on the menu. Amen, to cook up the same way you search your Bible. So it behooves you to make sure, do some research, make sure you have the proper Bibles, our Bibles that you're looking into. Amen, we always express, amen, the King James Bible, the New International Bible, Amplified Bible, the Good News Bible. Amen, they make sure you have a foundation there. Get you a Bible dictionary. And a concordance. the day and time. We have all type of electronic Bibles and means where you can put your tapes on, your CDs on. Amen. You can listen throughout the day. Amen. And that's good for your spirit, man. It's good for your conscience. Holy Spirit can bring back to your remembrance. Amen. Something don't look right or feel right or spiritually. Amen. You can go back and research it. You can go back and research it. Because we are the children of God. Amen. We also need to be a symbol. We need to assemble with others. Amen. Jesus, amen, even he picked 12 of himself and set out, amen, a guideline. So we follow his teaching and his examples and illustrations. Amen. We are not alone. We're not by ourselves. It started out in the Garden of Eden with Adam. And God saw that Adam, he was not about what Adam. Adam was very wise and skillful. And, amen. But God said, no, it's still not. Amen. It's not. Amen. You need to be with somebody. So the assembly, Jesus said, amen, in the book of Hebrews, according to Paul, if you don't forsake to assemble yourself, amen, it's good therapy. Amen. It's good to see others on the same page, the same belief, amen, and let them know you're still human. You make mistakes. Amen. You still need understanding in certain areas. So it's good that we come together. It's just good that we come together. Electronic means, telephone, radios, amen. It's good for us. Good for us today. Amen. Here we are, Save the Children, and we're looking into, we're going to read some scriptures, then we're going to open, then we're going to work in a direction to see which way the Holy Spirit lead us. But here we are in the book of Ephesians. We're going to read a portion here. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that ye may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye, father, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nourishment and admonition of the Lord. Amen. That's Ephesians scriptures there. And we want to read in Ephesians the 5th chapter, as well as in the 1st verse, said, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ has also loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Amen. So we use we talk about children more here, amen, in Ephesians, both in two different chapters, but we're looking at we always approach things, amen, in Doctrine of Truth at the grassroots level, amen, try not to be too theologian dogma on different things, but breaking it down, amen, that we all can get an insight on certain material. And why we want to bring in here some other authors, amen, and we want to look at children, we look at how simple children are and their mindset and what atmosphere they grow up under. So being simple-minded and joyful to a certain extent and willing to forgive in 5 or 6 seconds and go on about life. And that would be a very simple. I know you might can break it down simpler than that. Amen. I'm using the word simple because you'll see in a couple of minutes that's where children are. We always have to, approach, be teaching the children, amen, stranger danger, danger stranger, amen, because they're willing to talk to anyone, amen, follow anyone, because they have not been, many of them have not been inputted with the danger and the almost the threats of life. They're still growing. But I want to share here from Clyde Nerimo in the book about counseling youth. He said, understanding children and youth. And he was speaking here, amen, about all behavior does not occur in isolation. Now, to say the human action are not merely chance occurred. There are reasons why people act as they do. One person reacts to frustration with feeling and worthlessness and self-blame. Others express strong resentment and hostility. And is this chance? For some, is just made that way? No. There are reasons for these responses. Aunt Mary is not just naturally noisy and interfering. Rebellious Jim didn't just happen to lose his temper. John did not accidentally ask Christ to come into his life and save him. There's a history of experience behind the action we observe. Now, notice that human behavior does not occur in isolation. The way we feel, we react in one area of life, influence the whole person. Amen. The psalmist says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalms 139, division and 14 verse. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23, we read, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The spiritual realm of man is that part which enables us to relate to and understand the communication of God. The soul is the center of our emotions and attitude and our self-consciousness. Through our physical body, we relate to the world about us through the five senses. Amen. Amen. You know, the smell, the eyes, the taste, the hearing, and the touch. Amen. All of these have an effect on the natural man, and it also affect, we have to be very careful, amen, it will affect the spiritual man. Now, one thing we have to understand, dealing with the youth, we all love our young people, we all care for our young people, amen, your own children or people across the street, amen, or downtown, somebody hurt a little child, you first thing you think about, amen, the child didn't have a chance, amen, to live their life. They made a mistake or something happened. But we have to understand what happened when you talk to the child, when you talk to the person, amen. We'll find that we have to be careful, amen, how we communicate. Amen. The first thing, in always, we have to find out what language are the children are speaking. Now, it might sound, amen, to you as well, you know, you speak English, you speak Spanish, whatever. I'm English, I'm Spanish, I'm French. No, we have to be careful about this. You know, in the book of Acts, amen, the day of Pentecost, amen, when the Holy Ghost fell, each group of people heard, amen, the brethren in the upper room speaking to them in their own language. Now today, if you don't really understand, you know, there's some Bible say tongue. If you definition, look up the word, you have to find out that it's a language. And if you go any place, some of you know in different communities that we have certain little hubs or places where different languages of communities have a different language almost in certain areas. They know it. The stop signs are the same, signal lights are the same, amen. There are pictures, amen, and you know you try as much as possible to relate to a person when you're trying to buy grocery, food, gas, and there's a language problem. You'll be using your hands and, you know, a little bit of English, Spanish, French, German. It means something to the young people. You have to speak their language. You have to, I found this out, amen. One of the books was talking about teachers, amen, how excellent in teaching, amen, the seven laws, amen, by Carl Schaefer saying, amen, teachers have to remember, as a rule, you have to find out what language, and you have to use an example to talk to the child. Amen. You just can't come home and say, well, I want you to do this now, read this book. You have to try to find out, amen, what illustration, make an approach. So if you've been talking to your child and they say, yes, I didn't understand what you was talking about, or maybe, I don't know, somewhere in your explanation or your approach to that child is a language problem. Is a language problem. Amen. You have missed the language. You have missed the communication to communicate with a child. You give them a 3-hour lecture, and their attention span is only about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Amen. Then their mind is gone. So you one thing, we have to study, amen, the children. We have to study the child and see what they more adhere it to communicate, how they're communicating. And you make define what's common, what's common that you can approach that child on, if it's pictures that hold their attention, if it's songs, is it music, and see what really grabbed the child and get their attention, and you can go back next 10 or 15 minutes and approach them in the same message, but in a different way. They're not looking for them to memorize, but you're looking for them to learn what you're trying to say. So communication is one area that we need to work on when talking to our children. Find something common. Find something common approach. Amen. When you call and talk to them and you want to sit down and you know what capture their understanding, amen, then you make that approach. You make that approach, amen. You capture the understanding, and next thing you know, you go back 4 or 5 minutes later or 2 hours later and ask them, say, what did I say to you about this thing and the other? And they say, well, I remember this, I remember that, amen, and I'm working on it. And you know you're accomplishing something. But if a person, regardless of teachers, pastors, amen, communication, knowing, amen, knowing, amen, your audience, knowing the person you're talking with, amen, communication. Now, one thing that we have to be careful about, and we are in the last days, amen, we are in the last days, and we're working, the world is headed towards, like it or not, amen, the Antichrist, and we can see it all over. We can see it all over. And one thing the Antichrist said in the book of Revelation 13 chapter concerning you cannot buy or sell. And that's powerful. Are we teaching children about how to use money? Are we teaching them the value of money? Are we just buying them what they want? Amen. Giving them just to keep their attention, keep their favor. Amen. If they want a jet airline, we go buy it. Amen. If they want a house, we go buy it. Making friends, but they really don't understand. Amen. And money, the enemy use money. The enemy will entrap people, not only families, friends, but he will entrap. And you can see as we have it now, there's so many groups use finance, amen, to lure our young people. They buy them things. So the parents got to train them up. We have to train them, amen, how to budget, how to have the value of getting finance, and we got to have a conversation with them. Amen. What's needed? Amen. Children need love. They need attention. They need to be accepted by friends and families. So many times we throw things at them, not knowing the best way to sometimes to say to a child is just no, and teach them responsibilities, give them a guideline that when they come up in life, they know themselves, amen, that everything is very important and how you use it in God and the direction in God, amen, that we love them for who they are. We love them not by things we give them, but we love them by who they are. We will listen to them, but you have to find out, number one, how they're communicating. How they're communicating. If one, you have a child, everybody's different. You have one child, music, he can sing music all day long. Amen. Songs, and one like to dance all day, one like to draw. Amen. Find out what the child or the person or the youth, amen, so geared to. And take what he's geared to and work it to get and explain them to them that you love them, you care for them, and have them then feed it, have them to feed it back to you in their own words. Be able to save a child. Communication. I know we pray for our young people. We pray for our grands. Amen. And when you say, you know, I talked to them blue in the face, and yet it's still, they go back out and do the same thing again. Amen. So it's not the child. It's got to be us. It's got to be the parents. We can't throw it off on them. Amen. We have to take the responsibility of training. It's a lot in training. You might have to use the taste buds. You might have to use what they see, you might have to use what they hear, what they taste, amen, what they touch, all the five senses to try to get to this child to say, listen, Jesus loves you, et cetera, amen. So we're going to open it up. There's so many ways, there's so many things that are happening, amen. So we know we have biblical standing, but we want to break it down. We want to break it down, amen, down to the grassroots levels, that we all can grow thereby. Or, amen, you might have some questions you might want to ask, amen, how to save a child, how to save a child, body, soul, and spirit. Now we're going to our lines, amen. Those of you who are here for the first time, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone, amen, our technician will put you in, and then all I will do is give you an area code and your last 4 digits of your telephone, amen, to have you come in the studio. You can express yourself. You don't have to give your name. Amen. That's how we work. You don't have to give your name. But you can feel free, amen, to, from a biblical perspective, what you have learned and what you see something, amen, out there happening today that you believe that we can be helpful in that area. So that's what we want. We want to be able to talk on solving the problems. All right, God bless you. The lines are open. Studio is open. Press 1. Amen. We're talking about, amen, from a biblical perspective, amen, save the children. Save the children. What can be done? What can be done to help this generation? Amen. What can be done? What you think should have been done to help you get out of a lot of hard knocks, things that you learn, amen, and where you are now, amen. Are you able to teach it back? Some of you probably can write books on things that have happened, amen, that caused this situation in your life. All right? Save the children. You can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Save the children. Children are our future. Amen. God set it up so. Amen. And he gave us the responsibility. He gave the responsibility to the parents. Amen. It falls, many of us fall now in helping because of the enemy. Amen. His attacks of temptation. The attacks of temptation. Amen. Causes those to be entrapped. Amen. All of us. Amen. Have to be cautious somewhere, somehow, been caught in some type of temptation, in some type of error. But thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for Christ. Thank God for his saving power. Amen. Give us the ability to get back on track. To get back on track. Amen. We're talking about saving the children. Amen. It's all of, we are. Sometimes we spoil our children and chances to grow into responsibility as an adult. All right, we have a 954-4427. God bless you. You're in studio.
God bless you, Bishop. Good evening.
God bless you.
Yeah. Thanks for the broadcast, as usual. This thing about children, I think it's long overdue. I was looking out this weekend. I was attending my wife's mother's, her aunt's funeral, and on homegoing. And, you know, she raised her from the time she was 3 years old. She was 94, you know, and had a homegoing ceremony. And what amazed me was that she had no children of her own, but there was 28 or 29 children that you saw her spirit, you saw her seed planted in about 28 or 29 kids, and all of them are doing excellent. I mean, they got professional careers where they quite a number of them are making six-figure incomes. And And each and every one of them, you would never know it because they had her spirit. They talked about how she was always smiling and kind and nice. She whipped them, and there was a few that talked about, she said, don't lie. And she whipped them by lying. But they were all so humble. And as adults, we are not so we are responsible for our own children, but we are responsible for all children. There are plenty of children who are observing us, and we owe it to them. It is our responsibility to always conduct ourselves in a righteous manner, in a godly manner, because as they grow, they're going to imitate the people who they love, who is around them. So we as adults have to watch how we conduct ourselves. And I that's what I saw in all these kids as they talked about the times that she disciplined them, the time that she showed them love, and what they remembered most about it. She was kind. And every one of them, you would never know that they were doing what they were doing because they were all so humble. And you know, the enemy has always been after the children, because the thing about it is, when a child is growing up, if you don't instill the good quality and the qualities in him, the truth, and wherein that he would be honorable and obedient, then the enemy is going to put his will in him. You know, if you have parents and stuff who are teaching you the right way, then you're not going to go out and listen to what people are saying out in the world, because your parents had already set the course for you. The word said, you know, train up your children in the way that they should go. And when they get older, they won't depart from it. And I certainly saw that with all of those kids that was there to give honor to her. And they each and every one of them said that, you know, she made a difference in their lives. So we have to always be mindful that there's always younger people looking at us, and it's our responsibility that we be our best, because they are going to imitate what they see in us.
All right. All right. Very good. Very good. Very good. You see the seed grows. Amen. We implant the word and train them. They won't depart. That training will be in them. Amen. The training will be in them. Amen. God bless you. Good to have you. Amen. Amen. Train up a child the way he should go. Amen. Train up a child and all of us. We are a reflection of our parents, our environment. Amen. We are body, soul, and spirit. Amen. We are. Amen. But Paul say, follow me while I follow Christ. And we are striving now, amen, to follow Christ, to be like him. And we also, since we're still here, we're following somebody's life. We were watching and looking. And the parents, amen, we are an example to our children. The statement's made, and it's true. Those of us that work in marriage, if you want to know what type of wife you're going to marry, look at the mother. What kind of husband you're going to have, amen, watch the father, amen, because they're being among them 24/7. All right, the lines are open. The lines are still open. We're talking about save the children. Amen. You can push one on the phone, those in for the first time. Amen. And you can, we'll give the area code and the last four digits. Amen. We always try to say something to help one another, make an observation. Maybe you had the same observation, and you can just put it together out of mouth with two or three witnesses. God said, let my word be established. My word be established. You know, when two or three of us begin to talk and the Lord maybe put something on your heart and mind, then someone else begin to say the same thing. And you have another person saying the same thing. Amen. That gives concrete and authority that you can move on or react on or be careful to watch. Amen. We have to be careful. We are watchers. Parents, we have to watch. Amen. As well as pray. Amen. We have to watch as well as pray. Amen. Great watchers. Amen. Be great listeners. Amen. Those that watch and look and observe. Amen. The Bible said that, amen, pray. Watch and pray. So we need to watch our children and pray for them. Pray for them as well. All right, the studio is open. Amen. We don't want to leave anyone out. As always, we try to, amen, get all the comments in. Amen. Whatever God put on your heart or any observation that you like to place on the table. Amen. That we all can work at it and look at it, and hopefully, amen, you'll be able to store it up and use it. Amen. You never know, amen, when a time and a place come, amen, when Holy Spirit pull back out of your subconscious or your mind, that you can say something to people about their children. Language is how you talk to people means a lot. Your approach, amen, your conversation, amen, to get the personal understanding, amen. Our young people today, amen, they have so much going on today, electronic means and, amen, different type of languages they speak, amen, words cut in half, and all these different things that are going on. And we have to find out how to reach them. We have to find out how to reach them. Amen. We know what we want to say, but we have to study out now how to approach them. Amen. Because they look at adults, they're all of them knowledgeable. You bring up any subject. Amen. They know it all. They know it all today. They know it all. There is, yes, like Daniel said, there's much information out there. There's much information out there in the world. You can find it on YouTube, amen. You can go to a computer, amen. Books, telephone, there's information is out there. Amen. We need to find out how we can communicate with our children. Amen. And that's one area it came to my mind about the weakness, and another weakness is how to use the money. All right, we're in area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271. Amen. You're in the studio. God bless you.
Bishop.
God bless you.
Listening tonight to the program, and I think we're running behind right here about 10, 20 years. Because everything now is out of whack. And mm-hmm. and the enemy, the devil has devised a plan, as you were saying there, to deceive and take our children. Mm-hmm, today it's a monumental situation. And I listened there to you, and a few things jumped out at me, which I know is true. I had a boys' club at the Faith Temple Church for almost mm-hmm. 30 years. And wow. I had up to 25 in that number bracket at one time. And mm-hmm. the amazing mm-hmm. thing about it was I had different boys from different homes, and all of them had a different outlook at life. And right. from the age 5 to 17, I think it was. And some of them are very successful. They, some of them are pastors, and so they have children now, and their children is grown up. But I've said that to say I was teaching them on one occasion about in the scripture. We was doing a little programming there, and a little acting concerning the mm-hmm. miracles that Jesus will perform. And what I did was let them be the character that they wanted to be. And most mm-hmm. of them wanted to be Jesus. Isn't that so? So I saw the Lord was working right there with me. What he said to me, the Lord said to me, he says, "Nah, it's good and it's somewhat profound what you're doing." He said, "But now you are fighting a losing battle." And I heard you tonight, Bishop. The Lord said to me, "You are fighting a losing battle. You got to go home with the children." You see, more than just the academics and their mind concerning Jesus, the kid needed Jesus in them. And I saw this in the scripture, especially John the Baptist, how he came, how the Holy Ghost got him, got hold to him in his mama's womb. And that was very mm-hmm. significant to me at that time. It gave me some leadway on how to deal with these little boys. So then mm-hmm. I began to see real clear that Christ in us is the hope of glory, and especially right. children. And see, seeing everybody falling short now, they speak well of their children. But the children are just like you were saying, are like sponges. What they see mom and daddy do, they mm-hmm. do it and do it better. So what mm-hmm. we have to do is bring them up and train them, as you said, in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. And what jumped out at me there as you was reading that scripture, he said, "Father, provoke not your children." And what the world is doing today, even the church, we are welcoming children. But we have to come up with a full deal, getting them parents there, or getting the word out to them parents, of putting them parents on the altar and letting the Holy Ghost just saturate the whole thing. He knows how to do it. So I was just listening, and I think I heard Brother Hester talking there, and that lady he talking about, I think I know her. But if she, and I know another one in South Carolina there, Sarah Hall. You may have heard of her, Deacon Hall. Well, in South Carolina, they was bringing to her little children with all kinds of problems. They having skin problems. They had they was having little fits, and they had their attitude problems, and the parents had the drug parents had gave them to the state, or the state took them, and for some reason, Sister Hall opened her door for all them children, and many they would give. And Deke, I saw it with my own, Bishop, I saw it with my own eyes, how she would talk to them children. Ain't that so? She communicated with them. Even when they was having fits, she'd grab and rub them and say, "Now you know better than that." And then even some of them wasn't fit, but she'd grab me and kiss them. I said, "Grab dad in the morning," and all kind. But you know what? Those children grew up and they had a great respect because that woman nurtured them children. So to save the children, we have to do just like the old church. Bishop, I even heard you preach about it down through the years. You and I have to nurture them children. We got to be daddy, father to them. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We got to give them, teach them Jesus. And you don't hear it now, but we got to teach them to pray. I ain't saying nothing about they want to or don't want to. Amen. Mama can take care of that. Mama know how to get over on them. You heard about the Proverbs 31 lady. So it's true there. So the Bible give us all kinds of examples. But I think if we get the Holy Ghost, get them filled with the Holy Ghost, that's what I told my sons. That's why I don't worry about them today. You see what I'm saying? Because they're in God's hands. And God and Jesus said, "Those that are in my Father's hand, no man can pluck them out." So the devil is running behind with my sons, you see. So that's what I'd like to contribute tonight. Get them full of the Holy Ghost. Let the love of God flow from parents to children. And they won't stray. But you got so much going on now. And in short, what I'm saying now is the world is trying to take the lead and take advantage and have the authority over the church, because the church know what God's calls for. And then the world is talking about save the children, but all they want to do is get money for old. And you would wonder why you want to react after the fact. Why can't you tell these people about Jesus in advance and let the Holy Ghost build some structure in their life? Let me stop right there, Bishop.
All right. Very good. Very good. We're on a pathway here, and amen. The world need to hear, amen, these comments and things that we're working on. And my mind fell on, amen, many years ago, I used to go to evangelists. I used to evangelize and go to the boys club. And we did a skit on the resurrection and crucifixion of Christ. And I didn't know what effect we put it together, a volunteer, the young people, you know, and we did this and did that with the coals, the clothes, and, you know, let's put it all together best way we could have, and went in there and did a skit. I don't know if it lasts 20 minutes. I don't know. But that little skit, amen, saved the director. That little skit saved the director. And all of the kids there, amen, was impacted, a play, like you say, speaking the language, amen, and reaching the children. I think that was the school's trying to do. They try to get the parents to come, parents' night, to come in and talk to the teachers and find out what's going on in the home. Do you know your child is doing this? And all they're doing, like you said, they were reacting to what's going on in the home, what's happening with the parents. Amen. But if this is the language, if we can find out, amen, through this talk or through avenues, how to save the children, how to save the children. It might not be as difficult as it might seem. We can't leave them home. We have to bring them to church. Amen. If they go to sleep, that's okay. Let them go to sleep in the music. They have to hear it. It's impact. I have my little secret now, and I'm going to let it out. When I have these cars around in the community, I ride in a traffic jam or somewhere, a stop sign, and these guys pull up with their music, be blasting. I turn my radio on to a little channel, and I compete with them. And I found out, musicians would say that, you know, you might not think your music be getting through, but they hear your music too. That's why they turn up. And I used to do that at Evangelist. I would tell all the people that go in the community, I'd be out there street preaching or handing out tracts, and they all this noise out here. And it was, well, get your radio, ma'am or sir, and put it in your radio, and put it in your window, and find a religious program and turn it on. And see how long they stay out there. You can either draw them or run them. Amen. But once we find the language, amen, it's there. The Holy Spirit would help us find the language, amen, to talk to our young people, amen, to talk to people. That's the key, amen. Every great minister or teacher, he find the language of his audience. Once he find the language, amen, of those that are listening, amen. And you find you might not need to do as much, but you have to find out what's capturing our young people, what's drawing their attention. Amen. Talking to pastors and bishops and other, and the Caribbeans and other pastors. Amen. They say when these big programs and big gospel shows, I mean, not gospel shows, but any kind of big attraction come, they know that all the youth be gone from the church. They have some reason now they're using Sundays as a great day. Amen. And it draws. It could be anything, soccer, baseball, football. Amen. And they got the youth. So we have to find the bait. What attracting them. And we can use sports to attract them and speak their language. Amen. God is helping us. Amen. All right. Those we want to continue. Amen. I got to slow down because, you know, I was getting a little excited here. Amen. Because we want you to say things, too. You might have some comments on how to save the youth. Amen. If you're coming in, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. And I'll give you area code and the last 4 digits of your telephone number. Amen. But I won't call your name. You don't have to give your name. These programs are being recorded. All right, we're back at 305-4271.
You know, Bishop, now you... Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
You let a secret out there. I didn't think nobody knew that but me. You know, and something has been revealed to me. I've been thinking about it. You can pull upside somebody and they got all them decimals there, boom, the car even jumping. Mm-hmm. You can pull up there with your little radio and turn on Nero, my God, the deer, and it'll overshadow all that noise. It's
yes,
real. It's true. You don't have to have them big thumper speakers like they have. Just turn it up. So that you hear it well, and you be surprised how it grounds that other. It distorts that other stuff. So now I see now why everybody wanna sing the same tune. to this mm-hmm. contemporary thing. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta
mm-hmm.
listen now closely to see what side is it on. So
that's
now
right.
I see why there's such a likeness. You understand?
Yeah.
But now
yeah.
if you
yeah.
keep on playing your gospel, that old
mm-hmm.
mighty clouds of joy down in
mm-hmm.
my soul, you see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? This is
mm-hmm.
the kind of thing that really saturates you and give you some strength, even through music.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed
mm-hmm.
the young folks today, now they'll take an old-fashioned ballad and put a little rock in it, but they'll stick
mm-hmm.
with the foundation with the words, you see,
mm-hmm.
if they know Jesus. You get what I'm
yeah.
saying? And
right.
still,
yeah.
when they do it, it'll still have some little foretell to it, and
mm-hmm.
even the older people can enjoy it. I've experienced
mm-hmm.
that. So it's true,
mm-hmm.
as you're saying, if there's a way, you see, let the Holy Ghost in you work it out. Sometimes you have to what? Have patience. Sometimes you have to pray. You got to pray up front. But God, he says, my will that all be saved. So that's what
that's
I kind
right.
of looking at that, Bishop.
All right. God bless you as well. All right, those that we still have some time left, amen, if you want to make a comment, just press 1 on your phone. Amen, and we'll put you in. Our technician will put you in. All right, 954-4427. 954.
Yes, Bishop, I want to say, you know, one of the things as parents that we have to understand is that our children, God has placed them in our care for 18 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, to train them. Now, they're ours for 18 years. After 18 years, you're supposed to have instilled in them the right way to go, because after 18, they're pretty much going out into the world. And you need
mm-hmm.
to know now that you have taught them not to depend upon mom and daddy, but depend upon God, because once they leave home, mom and daddy won't
mm-hmm.
be able to be there with them. They're gonna be out there in the world, and they're gonna have to learn to depend upon the Holy Spirit to keep them, because mom and daddy won't be there. Now,
mm-hmm.
what we do know is, if mom and daddy won't teach them the right way and the godly way to live, the people in the streets are waiting on them to teach them the enemy's way.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something they know. When the home is not teaching them, the people in the streets are waiting on them to come out there and to confuse their mind so that they can join up with them. And they don't have the love for them, so they don't have anything good to tell them. So that's the thing parents have to understand. You got 18 years to instill in your child and do similar like the words say, train them in the way that they should go, that they won't depart from it when they get older. So those 18 years, parents cannot get absent-minded there and think about all the burdens and stuff that they're going through trying to raise them. They got to realize you only have 18 years.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, it's wonderful. Thank you, amen. Now we're getting ready. Now you know the burden on the grandparents today are taking up the slack, amen. For the parents, amen. Many of our parents are going through, and you know, and the parents and grandparents, we feel burdened down to seeing things that they're going through, and of course we love them. If love make you want to do the best you can, and love, and you hurt when they hurt, you can't say you raise up a child, amen, the child go down on the teaching, and you say, oh, I don't care about them, I don't care about, no, if you love a child, and you do the best you can, amen, it does hurt, and you just have to learn how to say, well, I did the best I could do. amen, and be thankful that you was able and be honest about it, but don't carry that burden that, I should have did better. No, you did the best you could, and because you're hurting, it shows that you still love the child. Now, what about God? What about God? What about God? God loved the world. Amen. He doesn't. He hurts because his people are going astray. It hurts. Amen. Same way we hurt, he hurts. Amen. Amen. He does because he loves. Love hurts. When the finger hurt, the whole body hurts. Amen. So don't be down and the enemy give you a guilt picture. Amen. God is watching. He's concerned. You're concerned. That's what caused you to keep praying, caused you to continue. Amen. To try to talk to the child. Amen. Like we were talking about tonight, trying to find the right language. If a child loves to be on the basketball court, go out on the basketball court with him. If he loves to be around the baseball field, go out on the basketball field. If he loves to be around music, kind of sit around with him and, you know, find a common area. Find a common area to reach him. Amen. And don't give up. Do not give up. Amen. Many of you know we turn the telephone off and people send us all kind of letters. When we say no, they keep sending these letters. Amen. You got to buy, give you 10% discount, 50% discount. Amen. They always sending, looking for you to break down. Amen. And hopefully you forget. Amen. So the enemy don't give up. We can't give up. Amen. Use his strategy. He don't give up. We don't give up. Amen. We got to get ready to pray now, and I thank God for you. Amen. Maybe we can take a short caller. Amen. If you got something you can say in about 30 seconds or a minute, amen. You thank God for all of you in the studio. Amen. Continue on this. All right, 305-4271. We'll give you 30 seconds here. Amen.
Jesus said, let the children come unto, let the little children come unto me, he says, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. So that's what he wants to do. He wants to save the little children. And just like the adults, the Holy Spirit knows how to help and control us. So that's what I want to initiate right there, Bishop.
All right, go ahead and get us going into prayer. Go ahead and go into prayer.
Dear Lord, we are grateful for the program tonight. We thank you for your great love that you have for us. Thank you for giving us understanding, insight, and revealing to us, oh God, the things that are necessities today, that men and women and children can be saved. We still call on your name, for you are the great I Am, and we believe that you are the Christ, Son of the living God. We just thank you, Lord, tonight for Bishop and Brother Hester and those others that are calling and listening. We just thank you for the program. In a day like today, we need to hear the truth of the word. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. Another caller. Press 1 on your phone. Amen. We got 30 seconds, 60 seconds. You would like to say something real quickly? All right. 954-4427. Go right ahead.
Lord God, I thank you for the broadcast that we can come together and learn from each other, that we may grow spiritually, that we will not only be role models, but to all the young people who are observing us, Father God, that we have an opportunity to influence, that, Father God, that they will look and model themselves in a righteous way, that they will see us, Father God, honoring you, living the good life, that they too will want to imitate us. Thank you, Father God, for this broadcast. And we pray that the children will turn from the world and look to Jesus for their guidance. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
God bless you. We love you all. God bless you. Until next time. Amen. Remember, try to reach the language. Amen. Try to reach the language of our young people. And don't be surprised that the simple things is love, compassion, amen, concern, amen, is all they need, amen. And we ask you to continue, Father, we ask you to continue to bless the listeners of this broadcast, oh God, those that are here, and Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray, heal the children, save the children. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen, amen. God bless you.